beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The House is set to vote on a package of foreign aid bills for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. This after the bills cleared a key procedural hurdle Friday, despite dozens of Republican defections. Democrats helping Speaker Mike Johnson avoid a stinging defeat.
Friday, the chamber voted 316 to 94 to advance the bills, setting up today's vote on the final passage of $95 billion in foreign assistance, which also includes conservative priorities such as a TikTok ban bill and sanctions on Iran.
This is the best possible product that we can get under these circumstances.
The major victory for House Speaker Mike Johnson.
That's ABC's Selena Wang. The White House is applauding the Senate's passage overnight of a bill to reauthorize the FISA intelligence surveillance program in a statement saying President Biden would sign the bill swiftly. Employees at a Volkswagen factory in Tennessee voting to join the United Auto Workers, the first outside of Detroit. This is ABC News. A somber anniversary.
25 years ago today.
It has been a horror.
The school shooting that remains one of the most infamous in American history. Columbine High School. Frank DeAngelis was Columbine's principal that day. He tells us now.
Every day before my feet hit the ground, I recite the names.
The names of 12 students and a teacher who were killed.
Cassie Bernal, Stephen Kernow.
Since Columbine, 415 people have been killed in school shootings in the U.S. Alex Stone, ABC News.
ABC News has confirmed from a government official that the U.S. plans to begin withdrawing some 1,000 troops from a military base in Niger after the military junta there insisted American troops leave. The New York Times first reported that the talks between the two countries collapsed. Russia's been pushing for more influence in the region. Wildlife officials in North Carolina say no charges will be filed after several people were caught on camera pulling black bear cubs out of a tree and taking selfies with them. Dave Packer, ABC News.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Dove. Wisconsin labor leaders are fighting attempts to roll back child labor laws. Mike Moen reports.
Governor Tony Evers this month vetoed a bill that would have expanded the elimination of required work permits for those under 18. The bill's language applied to 14 and 15-year-olds, several years after the state did away with parental permission for 16 and 17-year-olds. Wisconsin State AFL-CIO President Stephanie Bloomingdale says these are policy fights advocates thought they won decades ago when minors often worked in dangerous conditions. But she says there's a strong push to chip away at protections.
We are seeing a growing movement from different unscrupulous employers that want to put kids back in the workplace and not have the kind of oversight that is needed.
The Economic Policy Institute says rollbacks have been approved in a dozen states the past few years. Meanwhile, violations are trending upward, with the U.S. Labor Department reporting an 83% increase in financial penalties. Backers of the Wisconsin bill say the goal was to reduce red tape for families. But Bloomingdale says the current law helps the whole family make an informed decision.
It's important for kids to get a good work ethic, but at the same time, these kids need to make sure that they are getting enough sleep, that they are able to participate in their school, and really making sure that that balance is there.
The EPI report says amid the push in many states to weaken these laws, several other states have advanced bills to strengthen protections. And there have been bipartisan bills in Congress that, among other things, would crack down on violators. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Brewers escape a close call.
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers pitcher Freddie Peralta was covering home plate while his catcher was chasing down the baseball. Cardinals base runner Wilson Contreras crashed into Peralta trying to score. That's the last thing the Brewers pitching staff needed. Here's the play on Bally Sports.
A swing and a miss. It gets by Contreras. Freddie covering home plate. There's going to be a play, and Contreras is out. Wilson just flat out tackled Freddie Peralta at home plate. They're going to get an out at home, and that's going to end the inning.
The game went into the 10th inning in St. Louis when the Brewers' William Contreras drove in the winning run for a 2-1 win for Milwaukee. Manager Pat Murphy after the win at Busch Stadium.
Freddie and Contreras were unbelievable. William on both ends. You know, the big double, the big single. What can you say? He's clutch. Big game. 1-0 game. Just spectacular. And Contreras was, he earned his money tonight. He's going to earn a lot more. I promise you.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs near 46 degrees, gradually becoming mostly sunny. It will be a bit breezy. Clear skies tonight, we drop to 28. Sunshine and a high of 55 for your Sunday. For Monday, chance of rain, breezy, and a high near 60. Right now, it's 28.
Will. Broadcasting from the Alclair Outdoor Studios.
Presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
We're not just a radio show anymore.
This is Sporting Journal Radio.
Welcome to Sporting Journal Radio. I'm Brett Amundson. Thanks for tuning in on the network. By demand, sportingjournalradio.com or watching this on YouTube. Thank you. That's Dan Amundson.
Hi.
What's up, Dan?
Kind of sinking into this chair. It's the first time I've sat down in a while.
Well, it is probably the first time you have sat down in, well, a few minutes.
Yeah.
Stood most of the day today fishing.
Sure did. I don't like sitting fishing anymore. I've missed too many fish that way.
Did you miss a lot of fish today?
Not today, but in general in my lifetime. I've learned.
We just got done fishing 2 days here on the Niagara River. Man, what a cool place to fish. What a cool place to be. Just the history around this area is insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not a big history buff, but it is. Yeah. Anytime you come east in the United States, I've learned just how young Minnesota really is. Like, you know, we think we have some cool history in our state, and we do in the Midwest, and there's a lot of cool things there. But then you come here, and it's like, oh, that building is older than our entire state, you know, or whatever it is. There's just a lot of cool stuff going on here. And then to have this fishery smack dab in the middle of it all, like, you don't think of coming to the thought of going to New York in my head, and everyone thinks New York City, of course, we're a couple hours away from there. Yeah, screw that place. But even so, it's like New York State, what's there? This is here, and this is really cool if you're an angler.
Yeah, it's an amazing fishery. We're going to be talking about the Niagara River. Frank Campbell from Destination Niagara USA is going to be joining us. He's been a longtime fishing guide here, also head of tourism out here. We're going to talk to him about this fishery and what he likes about it. Also, Joe Henry will be joining us to talk about his time out here and why we're here as part of the Aglo Media Camp. And then we'll talk about Rainy River and Lake of the Woods, too, of course, here in just a little bit. And then our guy today was Dave Saponi. He's an interesting guy because to balance his fishing guide business and his other business, that's kind of a unique situation.
It's like true New York.
Yeah.
New Yorkin? I don't know what they call him here. New Yorker?
New Yorker.
Sure.
New Yorkian?
New Yorkite?
So we'll tell you what that job is coming up in a little bit, but we should talk about who this show is brought to us by.
Invergrove Toyota, the official truck sponsor of Fish Hunt Forever, is Invergrove Toyota. When looking for your new rig, head over to Invergrove Toyota. Haybale Heights Campground and Resort. Fish out of the snow bear in the winter, or take a summer trip to Devil's Lake. Learn more at HaybaleHeights.com. Onyx Hunt, landowner information, public land access, and much, much more. Know where you stand with Onyx Hunt. Prairie Sportsman, new episode this Sunday, and you could watch other episodes anytime at the Prairie Sportsman YouTube channel. And Lake of the Woods Tourism, can't wait to be up there next weekend. Lake of the Woods and the Rainy River is the walleye capital of the world. Plan a trip for this spring or summer at lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
So this is our second trip up here to the Niagara River now, Dan. Last year we came up, we actually got to fish for walleyes a little bit last year too. This year it's closed.
Yep.
What do you think? Last year, this year, how was the fishing for you?
This year was better. Water conditions were better. Last year, so what we've learned here is when Lake Erie doesn't freeze, which isn't happening as much anymore, winds will kick up the dirty water of Lake Erie because, so this is the Niagara River smack dab in the middle of Lake Erie. Lake Ontario is below, so that water filters in, gets all dirty. This year we had cleaner water, better fishing.
You caught potentially a personal best fish on this trip.
The rod holder did it.
If you're not in the outdoor industry, you should become a member of a GLOW, because this is the kind of stuff we get to do out here. And I know, Dan, growing up, we fished the boundary waters a lot.
Yep.
and have fished for smallmouth in different places. And I definitely caught some 20-inch smallies up in northern Minnesota. I haven't fished them as much this time of year, though. And that fish you caught yesterday was rotund.
Yeah, it was a nice fish. And it's unique out here. In Minnesota's kind of unique, the fact that there's a closed season for bass. You know, it's catch and release only out here, but a lot of states have kind of gone to that catch and release bass mentality. I know a lot of bass anglers in our state want it to be catch and release year-round. Because this time of year, if you can get on them, you can get on some fat fish, right? Bass are, you weigh bass. That's how people measure them, inches. This isn't quite the thing in the bass world, but you can get them just fat as can be. And so to get to fish for pre-spawn smallies is kind of a cool thing, especially when they're Great Lakes pre-spawn smallmouth, because you're just going to have some giant fish. You know, Lake Erie has giants, Lake St. Clair, Lake Ontario, of course. This whole stretch of the world kind of seems to have big smallmouth throughout the rivers and the Great Lakes. And then, of course, we have big ones. You know, imagine fishing Mille Lacs right now.
Yeah.
For smallmouth, you get on some big ones, you'll just get some giants. And we have big smallmouth in Minnesota, and I know there's anglers itching to do it, but this is a place you get to come do it. And we saw that. Multiple boats saw those fish. Whether we were targeting them or not, we got to experience what these fisheries like Ontario, the Niagara River have to offer.
Yeah, we're going to spend most of our time this week on the show talking about steelhead and lake trout, even brown trout.
Browns, like a lot of browns.
Amount of brown trout. And we were catching some smaller ones and some nice ones. And then Frank Campbell's like, yeah, we might get a 30 pounder because he sounds just like that. Kind of.
It's sure.
30-pound brown trout. I mean, I don't care what kind of fish you're talking about. When you're talking about a 30-pound fish, that's a big fish.
It's kind of a small sturgeon.
Yeah, unless you're talking about a sturgeon, I guess. But so the chance at a big brown trout, and we caught a bunch of browns out here. But we're not, you know, like, smallmouth didn't really enter my brain that much. The fact that you can come out here this time of year, especially, and catch some really nice smallmouth.
Year-round, there's going to be smallmouth in this area and big ones. You know, it's the Great Lakes. Anytime you're dealing with Great Lakes fish, that size is going to be there. It seems to be the bigger body of water, the bigger the fish. It's like Lake of the Woods. Big fish, big water, big fish. I love fishing big water, and that's why. We saw why. There's just plentiful fish. The Great Lakes are cool because you get those trout mixed in. You know, we did the same thing all day yesterday. Basically all day yesterday, we threw swim baits around a little bit. Didn't catch anything jigging or throwing swim baits, but we did the same thing and we caught, well, I couldn't count past two species because I lost track of counting, but multiple species and trout, salmon, and then bass, you know, all doing the same thing. And I know there's other fish mixed in that we pulled over that we didn't end up catching, but it's a fun thing. Rivers and Great Lakes are fun, just the size of the fish and then the multiple species. That's a cool thing.
Yeah. It's just a really unique place to go, and a lot of different species that you can target. And you can come out here and do it yourself. You can pull a boat out and launch it here, stay right here or wherever. And then there's a number of guide services out here. We've fished with, I mean, two different guide services last year out here, and then essentially two different guide services this year. So in 4 days of fishing out here, we got to fish with four different captains out here, and they all knew their stuff. And they all knew how to catch fish. The presentations are, you know, it's interesting going to a new place and fishing. You know, it's a little different style of fishing, but they're using some different methods. I mean, it's some three ways and some weights. So ultimately, it's all kind of the same, but it's just a little different.
There's little
for the local area.
Little nuances that our brains will come out here and say, what can we learn from what they're doing and bring back home? But at the same time, it's, you know, what we were doing today, I was wondering, huh, what if we did this? What if we did that? You know, we were tying on pencil weights to these three-way rigs. And I know with a drop shot, a lot of people will tie their drop shot weights on too, but they're kind of designed with the little, the eye, eye that you put your line through on a drop shot weight, you essentially can just slide it in there and cinch the line up and have it hold without tying a knot. And part of me wondered, would that save us a little bit of time? You know, because when we're getting snagged, a lot of times weight's getting snagged, you're just pulling that out. Well, why not just do something like that? It's little things like that. That does it really make a difference in the amount of fish you're going to catch? No, not really. Might save you a few times, you know, a little bit of knot tying and this and that. But little things like that, it's fun to just let your brain wonder about and take what we've learned here and bring something home and apply it to our fishing back home, or at the same time vice versa. But that's it's kind of how you become a better angler, is seeing what other anglers do in other parts of the world and,
for sure,
and taking pieces of it. And I love that. It's a ton of fun.
We have one more night here. As of this recording, we have one more night here in Lewis Center in the Niagara Falls area. Have you eaten enough chicken wings?
No.
Buffalo wings?
No. No, never. Never. These are the best chicken wings. I'm not a wing guy. Like, people freak out about Buffalo Wild Wings. I don't care if I ever go there again. I don't go to a restaurant and eat chicken wings. I just don't. But if I come here, I don't know what it is. They're just good. Maybe it's all in my head, because the original chicken wing, Buffalo wing, this is Buffalo, New York, Niagara Falls, this area. But there's something about it. It's delicious. New York pizza. We've had, last year we had some of the best pizza I've ever had. And I am kind of hoping we get to sneak into that, that bar, and I can't remember the name of it for the life of me, but sneak in there in Niagara Falls and
sauce
play.
Sauce was on top.
Yeah.
The pizza.
A little bit.
And then we had
thin crust.
Nintendo 64.
Yeah, we got to play Mario Kart on the N64 while we waited for our food in the bar and bubble hockey, which that's not all that new. We were familiar with that as Minnesotans, but...
But we don't even see that back in Minnesota in the bars.
In some places. But you don't see Mario Kart and get to sit down and drink all the Labatt you want, eat the best wings of your life, and then play Mario Kart after a great day of fishing.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what they got in store for us tonight out here. But it's been a part of an Aglow Media Camp. We've been filming the whole thing. You'll be able to watch on the Fish Hunt Forever YouTube channel, which, by the way, has a new video from our Rainy River trip last week for the SGR 500. Go check that out now. Fish Hunt
Link
Forever.
It right here, there.
Wherever.
I don't know. Somewhere in this vicinity it'll be linked.
Make sure you subscribe to that channel as well. We also have a new Prairie Sportsman out this weekend, and it's from a Lake of the Woods trip actually last year with a group of guys who I couldn't figure out if they enjoyed fishing more or giving each other a hard time. You're going to laugh. Make sure you watch for that on the Prairie Sportsman YouTube channel or 7:30 Sunday night on Pioneer PBS. And we should mention too that the public meeting that was going to be at Upper Red Lake to talk about the land transfer on April 20th has been canceled as of this time. They figure the word's gotten out. All the people that need to know about the deal, they all know about it, and just stay tuned for more information. So from Niagara River, during an Aglow Media Camp at Niagara Crossing right now, we'll be right back. We got more coming up with Frank Campbell, Joe Henry, and Dave Cipone. Stay there.
Now is the time to start thinking about chasing big walleyes on Devil's Lake. Get on the fish at Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort. Hay Bale Heights makes it easy for you to make memories on legendary Devil's Lake with guided fishing and lodging packages. Or bring your own boat and rent one of their cabins on East Bay. Hay Bale Heights offers a private marina, fish cleaning station, and the opportunity to relax and enjoy your bucket list trip to Devil's Lake, North Dakota. To book your trip, visit haybaleheights.com. That's haybaleheights.com. Presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
All right, our guest now is Joe Henry from Lake of the Woods Tourism. Joe, how's it going?
Doing awesome, man. Look where you're at. Look at this.
This is kind of cool. This is another Aglow trip, which, again, you got me into Aglow a couple years ago. I was trying to remember how that all went down a few years back because somebody was asking me about my first Aglow trip, and it was up at Lake of the Woods, and we did a cast and blast up there, and that's where I met Mark Smith. And I couldn't for the life of me remember how that all went down. So I know for a while you're like, you got to get into Aglow. It's the Association of Great Lakes Outdoor Writers, and you do enough in the outdoor space. It's all about outdoor content creation, outdoor content creators. And did you just tell me to come up for that trip?
I think what happened was I pretty much said, hey, man, I know you. I know Aglow. It would be an absolute win-win for Aglow to have you as part of Aglow and for you to be associated with the many different talented people at Aglow. It would help your business. It would just be great. And I said, we got an event coming up. Why don't you just come to it? Just check it out.
I think we filmed a Prairie Sportsman episode. Maybe that was the deal. And you know, so you invited us up, and I said, all right, this will be good for Prairie Sportsman. So we filmed a cast and blast, went goose hunting, and then went walleye fishing with Paul Johnson. And I think that was at 2018.
I don't remember.
2018 or 2019?
The years go by pretty fast when you get old.
Here we are in 2024 and looking over Niagara River right now.
Well, and I'll tell you, you know, and I don't know, I'm sure you can't see behind me, but that Niagara River is kind of cool because that water color is the color of Lake Erie. I mean, that's where it's coming from. But the water is kind of that aqua bluish, and that water is ripping through there. And like Frank Campbell said, you know, that water is deep and it's swirling, and there's a lot of water moving through that river.
Yeah, guys, like 750,000 gallons per second or something.
This is crazy.
Something like that.
What a neat place.
Yeah. So it's like Dan and I haven't had a second to breathe. Last week we were up at the Rainy River for our big party. And Joe, everyone I've talked to, it has to have been one of the best springs ever up there, or in recent memory anyway.
Yeah, I just talked to Matt Skoog, who is the fisheries supervisor up at Lake of the Woods. And he said, most years I'll get some calls about this or calls about that, but fishing was so good this spring, even this winter, I hardly got any calls at all. So I thought that was kind of funny, but you know, it was just incredible fishing. You know, the walleye fishing was on fire. And then the sturgeon fishing, I mean, when you're thinking about 30 or 40 fish a boat per day for sturgeon, I mean, holy man, you know, and the walleyes, you know, at one point in time, the second day of the tournament, we were fishing and, you know, we were on some nice fish. We finally found a pot of them and, you know, it was like, you know, had a couple good head chicks. That's just another 25. And it would be, we'd pull it in, net it, take it off, just a couple pictures. Okay. You know what? Here, let me take my coat off. I'll get a picture with my sweatshirt on. I mean, you know, but it was so 24 and 25 inch walleyes being cookie cutter. And of course, my biggest for the day was at 28 and a half, which it took me third place for the tournament. And actually there was a tie for 28 and a half, I think. And I'm looking at the pictures, like you said, the other walleye that other gentleman caught was a little bit longer. Yep. And it was. And but what some good fishing though, huh? I mean, just the whole thing was just really good.
We didn't want to leave.
Yeah.
I mean, if we weren't coming here, we might still be at Lake of the Woods. I mean, we'd be fishing for sturgeon now, of course. But we did not want to leave.
Well, the walleye season, you know, the last day was April 14th. And, you know, the sturgeon season, that continues on through May 15th. Some of it's a catch and release only season. Some of it's a keep season. But the bottom line is through May 15th. And then she shuts down all the way for the second half of May and through June. And then, of course, July 1, it opens up again for the whole year, all the way to April.
Yeah, there's a good chance we get back and Dan drives straight to the Rainy River. He's mentioned that a couple of times. Yeah. There's a good chance of it. So, okay, so the regular season opener, now back in May, I've had a few people now recently ask me about May, the May opener, and how good it might be.
May 11th.
Yeah, May 11th.
Yep.
Fishing opener at Lake of the Woods, because of tradition or whatever, it's maybe not as busy as people realize it might be.
I think you're right. I think it's one of those things where it's almost like the 4th of July. You just assume that it's just packed up there.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, I think people have family traditions on their own lakes and their own body of waters and stuff. But I'll tell you what, if you don't have a family tradition, if you can make it up, I mean, you know, we always, most of the time fishing up at Lake of the Woods on the opener is really good. It's a jig bite. Some fish are left over in the river. Summer in Four Mile Bay, you know, there's fish spread out across that whole south shore, and of course the angle, you know, fish up there are so plentiful that it's game on. And but this year, with all the fish staged out in front of the south shore for ice fishing, and those fish, we left them there in March when the ice went out, and those fish are still going to be there.
Yeah. Well, when some of the questions I got were based on the conditions we ended up having this spring, if fish might be in the river a little bit later, but really when you look at it, it ended up being about the same as it normally is.
It balanced out now.
Yeah.
Yep. It balanced out now, and I think it is going to be kind of normal. And yeah, there'll be some fish in the river, no doubt. But also, some of those fish will have gone back to the lake, and some will be in Four Mile Bay. So I think it's going to be kind of a normal year if there is such a thing, and it's going to be good. Fishing's going to be good. Mark my words. It's going to be. And that jig bite on Lake of the Woods early in the year, you know, usually through June. As a rule, that jig bite, just jigging over the side of the boat with maybe a frozen emerald shiner and bouncing that jig in the bottom and keeping it off a little bit and feeling that little tap. Or sometimes what I do is I lift it up a little bit because you just feel a little bit of extra weight on there. And that doesn't feel right. Set the hook if there's a big walleye hanging. How big walleye bite and just hang on there. I don't know, but that's what happens. And that jig's a fun bite.
It's so much fun.
Yeah,
I love it. And this past trip up there, it didn't matter how big or small those walleyes or saugers were. They were trying to rip the rod out of your hand when they hit it. It's just like,
that. You know, it's funny, Brett, because when I talk to pro walleye anglers who travel all around and fish all different bodies of water, they have told me before how, man, your walleyes up at Lake of the Woods are freaking angry. They fight. They fight. You know, they really do. They say that. They're hunting the big fish, you know.
Yeah. Well, we got a double whammy for you this week, Joe. We got our Rainy River SGR 500 video out on the Fish Hunt Forever YouTube channel. And then we've got our a video coming to Prairie Sportsman this Sunday night at 7:30 on Pioneer PBS. And it's that group of guys that work together that have done an annual trip. They've been going to Lake of the Woods now for a number of years. They used to go to other places. They've kind of settled into Lake of the Woods. Thought maybe last year might be their last year. This year now they're doing it again. Cool. This may be the last year. They keep saying that, but I have a feeling they'll keep it going for a few more years yet. But it's hilarious. We caught some big fish up there. It was from last June, last summer. There's some big fish caught, and the stories are hilarious from this group of guys. So that'll be on the new Prairie Sportsman episode. And now a couple of those guys are asking me about summer fishing for sturgeon up there, actually.
Yeah. You know, and the river, you know, summer fishing that river. I won't say the river to yourself, figure of speech, but there's not a lot of boats on the river in the summer. I mean, most people are going to the lake to fish walleyes. And, you know, it's so relaxing. It's so pretty. So nice. You know, it can be a blowing hard, and you're still fine on the river. I mean, it's just a neat deal, and you will catch a lot of fish in the summertime. I mean, you still got to find those sturgeon. I mean, you know, right now when you get 30, 40 in a day per boat, that's kind of unbelievable. You know, in the summertime, you know, catch, you know, 5 to 20 in a day. I mean, it's still a nice fishing. And, you know, I got to be careful what I say, because, you know, you can really light it up. If you get in a sturgeon hole, you can really light it up, you know.
Well, obviously, we saw it happen, and in our video, we've got Dan looking at side scan or live scope or something, I can't remember, looking at all the sturgeon on the screen, and that, or maybe it was just down scan, I can't remember, but Brett McComas just put a video out, too, up there, sturgeon fishing, he's looking on the live scope, and I think one of us, or him, I can't remember, made the comment, it's like looking at a stack of crappies, like a school of crappies, and it's all sturgeon.
Well, what was interesting to me is that, and the sturgeon are big, but you might have 8 sturgeon on your screen at a time when you're in them, and you got 3 or 4 in the bottom, and you got a few suspended.
Yeah.
And I thought that was interesting. And they were just hovering. Like, they weren't moving through. They were just kind of hanging there, you know? And are they eating? Are they resting? Who knows what's going on? But, you know, we always talk about what we learned with
life. Posing, I think, is what they're doing. They knew.
Maybe we had a sturgeon simulator mode on. Yeah.
Right. Well, it's unbelievable. And, you know, you hear about a place like this where we're at now, and they've got sturgeon in here, but they can't fish for them.
Oh, interesting.
So they're not allowed. If you catch them by accident, I don't think you're supposed to take a picture, you know, that whole bit. So we're pretty fortunate where we're at, and the message needs to be spread just how world-class that fishery is for sturgeon and how unique that opportunity is. And what an opportunity for anglers and the tourism economy, the local economy, things like that, the amount of people, just the unique fishing opportunity that sturgeon is on the Rainy River. If people want to get up to Lake of the Woods yet for the sturgeon yet this spring, or start thinking about summer, what should they do?
You know, best way to get a hold of us, certainly our Facebook page has current information. Otherwise, it's our website, and that is lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
All right, more from the Niagara River with Frank Campbell and our guide today, Dave Saponi, coming up next. This is our official pickup of Sporting Journal Radio on Fish Hunt Forever. This is what we took up to Lake of the Woods. And the beauty of this truck is it's really comfortable to drive. Plenty of towing and pulling power, so we brought Dan's boat up there. Didn't even know he had a boat half the time behind it. But it's got so many cameras around it, it's nice because you can constantly check how the boat is running. You can see if you got gear in the pickup bed, you can see how the gear back there is running. Make
make sure nothing's blowing out. And of course, it's super comfortable and climate controlled with heated or cooled seats along the way. And for the SJR 500 this year, we donated over $500 to keep it clean at Lake of the Woods. And that's one of our missions here at Fish Hunt Forever, is to preserve our outdoor traditions, our hunting and fishing and angling rights, and also preserve those opportunities for future generations. And Inver Grove Toyota loved that, and that's why they wanted to be a part of Fish Hunt Forever. So go see Inver Grove Toyota. They're located off of Roberts Street, 494 in Inver Grove, Minnesota. Tell them you want to get yourself a new Toyota Tundra or one of the new Tacomas that are coming out here in 2024. These are neat trucks. And tell them you want a Fish Hunt Forever deal. You can find out all the information at sportingjournalradio.com or go to fishhuntforever.com. Thank you for being the official truck sponsor, Inver Grove Toyota.
852 million acres of public land, 147 million private properties,
all in the palm of your hand. The number one hunting GPS app just got better. With hundreds of custom map layers, 3D and topographic maps, you can easily scout on the road or at home before you go. And now you can get important weather details, CWD detection, and even know what crops have been planted where. Get the most trusted hunting GPS app ever made. OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
It's time for the Kurtz Island Sports Shop Weekly Fishing Report, brought to you by Kurtz Island Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua. Walleye is still open below the dam south of Tomahawk. Anglers are producing with large fatheads on jigs, though crankbaits and plastics have also worked. Catch and release largemouth bass action in shallow water is starting to pick up in depths as low as 2 feet. While reports have been few, minnows have clearly been the key. Some nice perch have been caught by those seeking walleyes in local rivers. Try small jigs tipped with leaf worms. Crappie are starting to enter the shallows for pre-spawn feeding. Jigs tipped with wax worms or halved leaf worms provide the best chances. All in all, the warm temperature over the past weekend should improve the bite in the shallows for all anglers and species. Good luck and good fishing. This has been this week's Kurtz Island Fishing Report, brought to you by Kurtz Island Sports Shop of Minocqua. Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God. Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs near 46 degrees, gradually becoming mostly sunny. It will be a bit breezy. Clear skies tonight, we drop to 28. Sunshine and a high of 55 for your Sunday. For Monday, chance of rain, breezy, and a high near 60. Right now, it's 28.
This is Sporting Journal Radio, presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
It's not very often that we go out on a fishing trip and somebody hands us one of these and says, eat what's inside of it. Normally, when we see things like this, it's stuff that we're feeding to the fish. And Dave Saponi, yep. Dave Saponi is with us right now, and that's who took us out today. First of all, what is this? What are we eating here?
So that's my father's famous homemade supersada recipe.
Supersada.
Yep, supersada.
Supersada.
That's the correct Italian pronunciation.
Okay.
And basically, it's... a lot of guys will use pork butt or pork sirloin. It's ground, seasoned with just salt, pepper, and hung and air-dried. So it's almost like a pork jerky, salami,
that's
pepperoni
delicious.
Mix.
Do you want some?
Absolutely. I never pass up some.
No.
It's got some good bite to it. It's hot.
That's good. Dan, do you want some? You better eat some back there. All right. So,
obviously you're a fishing guide, but your family has a background in food.
Food service, yeah.
Okay. Yep. All right, well, I want to talk about both those things, but first of all, let's just talk about how we did today. We just got off the water here. Niagara River, caught some steelhead, caught a lake trout. Probably a little bit of a slower day today, but
yeah,
overall we caught some nice fish.
Yeah, a little slow, but you know, that's fishing.
Yeah, it's fishing. Yeah, that's right. But it's such a unique fishery, and you never really know, because obviously water conditions are changing day to day, current conditions change day to day.
Absolutely.
And there's so many different species of fish in there.
Yeah, there really is.
And nice sized fish. I mean, it's a really unique place.
It is. It's amazing, and it fishes 365 days a year. You know, never freezes, so we're always launching in January and February. Not many places that you can actually boat and fish all 12 months of the year.
Now, we were targeting the steelhead, lake trout, brown trout, if the opportunity presented itself, even salmon, and it's, I mean, there's so many different fish you can catch.
Yeah.
You know, I keep asking, well, what are we going to target today? Whatever
wants to bite, really.
And there's muskie, walleye, sturgeon in there. Those seasons are all closed, of course. Sturgeon are always closed here, it sounds like.
Always endangered species.
Sure, okay. But you run into them once in a while.
We do. Normally during salmon season, fishing skein, you'll see and pick them up, and occasionally you'll foul hook them.
Sure.
Quite a bit of sturgeon in the river.
And walleyes are closed right now, but there's some nice walleye in this.
Beautiful walleye. Yeah, and within the last 10 years, it has really taken off. I think they lowered the limits, and just conservation and people, you know, being more aware and fishing them. I think that's why we're seeing so many numbers. And the sizes, too. We're getting 12, 13-pounders. Big walleye. Niagara River grows everything big, though.
I want to talk to Frank. Why are we here when the walleye season isn't open? Come on, Frank. Well, obviously, there's a lot of other big fish. And, you know, even some of the, like, the steelhead and the lake trout, when you're talking about those species of fish, all the sizes fight pretty hard.
They do.
They're strong fish.
Especially in the current.
Yeah.
You know, you get them in that Niagara River current, and an 8-pound fish feels like a 20-pound fish. And sometimes you can't stop them, you know.
Yeah. Well, an 8-pound fish in itself is going to be a fun fight. That's a nice fish. And smallmouth. We haven't even mentioned smallmouth. And there were some smallies caught in the river today. And then when we were out on the lake yesterday, put a couple real nice ones in the boat.
You know, it's overshadowed by Erie, I think, in the upper river, because you think smallmouth, you hear buffalo and you hear Lake Erie. But, I mean, we have big, big smallmouth here. We had a 6.5-pounder yesterday, a 5.5-pounder.
You know, just this truck that's going by is distracting us just a little bit, but you look at what's on the side of it, and I don't know if the camera picked it up or not, but it just makes me think of the history of the Niagara Falls area.
Yeah, yeah.
When you think about what this area has been like over the years, and what a tourist attraction the falls are, and a lot of people just try to bring people into this area and show them the falls, show them the river, show them some stuff, and sell them stuff and things like that. So that's kind of what it reminded me of. But this, I mean, what draws you to the Niagara River?
I've been fishing it ever since I was a kid. And it's really the one thing that I feel, besides my business in the food industry, that keeps me here. You know, the Niagara River and Lake Erie and Lake Ontario.
Because, I mean, you've got a couple of nice fisheries, the big lakes around you, and I suppose you kind of hit them all. But
a little spoiled.
Do you spend more time in the river, you think, or out on the lakes?
Even. I would say it's even. Okay. You know, the river shuts down for me. I don't usually fish between pretty much end of May through to mid-July. It's real mossy. The fish are in there. It's just hard to get at them without just being covered in seaweed and moss. So we tend to be out into the lake during the summer months. Then in the fall, it's just, you know, it's too much going on. You could be up in the upper river catching muskie, Lake Erie catching bass, down here catching trout. It's a good problem to have.
It is a good problem to have. And the salmon, obviously a lot of people are probably coming here for salmon. And
yep, September, mid-September, they just start piling into the river.
And you guys caught a couple kings yesterday.
We got one. I think the other boat got two.
Okay.
Jeff Traper got two. We were actually had a brown program going on. We're fishing 5 feet down in 20 feet of water, skinny water, and 15-pound king just smacked it and took off, went through three of our lines, and we got him in the boat. That's all that mattered.
That's funny. We caught a couple of cohos, some smaller cohos, but we didn't see any kings, but we caught some browns and a couple of fish. Like, Dan, I think you were just flipping the we're running maglips, maybe, or the stick baits. I can't remember.
Yeah, they're probably a maglip. And you were with Campbell, right?
Yeah. And just dropped it out. He was almost catching them in the prop wash yesterday.
Yeah. I tell you, man, you know, you catch them right next to the, but they're not boat shy. Yeah. We use Chinook divers, all right? And basically, you're letting out 10 feet of line, putting your rod in a rod holder, so you can literally look down and see your diver and your spoon, and they're just smacking it. It's pretty amazing.
He saw one come up and hit it, actually. Yeah. Watched it come up and grab it. It's a lot of fun. And so you're a fishing guide, but that's not your real job.
I like to think it is, but no, I'm a caterer.
Yeah.
You know, and we have a small Italian restaurant, deli, that we operate, and that's been since 1968. My parents started it, and it's got a long history. You know, I've been in it since I've been fresh out of high school, 30 years full time. So we've done parties as big as 10,000.
Jeez.
You know, we do them as small as 30. But the best function that comes to mind when I think about catering and the history of my family's business. Have you ever seen the movie Canadian Bacon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got a call from Lionsgate Films, and we went over and did some catering for them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't get to meet John Candy, but we got to meet the stunt doubles. And he passed away shortly after that.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing to do with our food. Yeah.
Good. That's cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, like, you were feeding the crew, the cast and the crew and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, neat. They didn't put you in the movie?
No, they didn't. I looked at the credits. They never did do that. So Lionsgate, if you think about it, get us in there, will you?
Did you make them Canadian bacon?
That would have been good, but they chose the menu.
Okay.
So we make sausage, you know, it is pork-based, but no Canadian bacon.
And you've got a place where somebody can stop in and have sandwiches. Frank Campbell took Dan and I there last year.
Right on Pine Avenue in the Falls, 3010 Pine Avenue.
That's cool.
You know, open 11 to 3 with our deli, but our catering is 365 days a year.
So you need to set up your fishing trip. You need to have some sort of, you know, people will do cast and blast trips. You need to have like a cast and feast.
Yeah, right. Yeah, have a grill on the back of the boat or could do that. A lot of guys are like, can I just look through your menu and tell you what I want the night before and then you'll have it on
just
the boat in the morning? But, you know, I don't want to mix business and pleasure, you know?
Sure. Well, if somebody wants to come out here and book a trip and fish with you on the Niagara River or on the big lakes here, what should they do?
They can go to my website, saponifishing.com. I call my cell phone. I'm Captain Dave Saponi at 998-6882. That's area code 716-998-6882. And I'll book you myself.
I think one thing that really surprised me is the size of some of these fish, like the size of the steelhead, even size of the brown trout and the salmon, really. You can really get some big fish here.
We do get big fish. It's just something about what it really comes down to, I think, it's the amount of bait fish. These fish are feasting, and they just get huge, you know. They get big. I've gotten kings up to 30 pounds.
Wow.
You know, steelhead pushing 20 pounds, and the browns, you know, they go 30 plus.
And guys will come out here and fly fish. There was a guy on shore with a center pin.
Center pin and fly rodding. You know, you get your jeans and sneakers, guys casting hardware, and they all do well.
Sure.
You know, great fishery.
And then when it comes to, like, your guiding season, are you guiding year-round?
Yep, I'm year-round.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Never a month I don't guide, so.
And then if somebody says, this is the species I want to target, do you have different times of the year that you
tell them? Yeah, you know, if somebody wants to just target trout or whatever, I'll tell them, you know, fall of the year is great. Salmon, that's a little longer season. You can get it spring and summer and fall, so. Yeah, you tell me what you were looking to get, and I can tell you the time frame.
All right. Dave, thank you very much. Really appreciate it. Had a great time out there today.
My pleasure.
Thanks for the food, too.
No problem.
Very good. All right. More from the Niagara River here in Lewiston or Niagara Falls, New York, coming up on Sporting Journal Radio.
852 million acres of public land, 147 million private properties,
all in the palm of your hand.
The number one hunting GPS app just got better. With hundreds of custom map layers, 3D and topographic maps, you can easily scout on the road or at home before you go. And now you can get important weather details, CWD detection, and even know what crops have been planted where. Get the most trusted hunting GPS app ever made. OnX. Know where you stand with OnX. Northern Minnesota's Walleye Factory is a year-round world-class fishing destination. The perfect getaway this summer is just a short drive to Lake of the Woods. Fish Big Traverse Bay, the Rainy River, or visit the unique Northwest Angle. To catch big fish, you have to go where the big fish are. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods at lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Get your vehicle spring ready with D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now through April 30th, get $5 off a lube oil filter service and $39.99 off any brake and suspension service. New marine and power sports services are now available, plus 24-hour vehicle towing. Call 715-762-2525 today to ensure your vehicle is road ready for worry-free summer drives. Find us on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin for all your automotive and power sports needs.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the street because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Experience a Lazy Loon breakfast. Dive into two eggs, home fried potatoes, and your choice of bacon, sausage, or ham with toast. All for under $10. Serving from 6 a.m. to noon at Lazy Loon Lodge, located on State Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Newly opened and taking room reservations soon.
The Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us for this memorable trip July 11th to take a one-day adventure to AmFam Field to watch the Brewers take on the Pirates in field-level seats hosted by Big G. Cost is $110 per person, which includes a comfortable ride on the crew tour bus, parking, and your ticket to the game. Seating is limited, so call before June 1st to reserve your spot as these will go fast. Call 715-7255. 762-3221 or email us wcqm@civicmedia.us.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs near 46 degrees, gradually becoming mostly sunny. It will be a bit breezy. Clear skies tonight, we drop to 28. Sunshine and a high of 55 for your Sunday. For Monday, chance of rain, breezy, and a high near 60. Right now, it's 28.
This is Sporting Journal Radio, presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
All right, now we're back here on Sporting Journal Radio. Thanks for tuning in on the network, by demand, sportingjournalradio.com. Maybe you're watching this on YouTube. Brett Amundson, Dan Amundson's back there. And Frank Campbell from Destination Niagara USA joins us now. Frank, how you doing?
I am doing all right, other than the sun's out now. You know, rain all morning, sun out now, and I don't have my sunglasses on.
I know, it got bright out here all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Of course, we fished in the rain all day and then decided to come off the water, and then it clears up.
That is whatchamacallit. It's the way Mother Nature works, buddy.
That's right. All right, so thanks for having us out here once again. It's always an adventure coming out here to the Niagara River. And, you know, the one thing, though, I have a bone to pick. You brought us out here when the walleye season was closed.
Yeah, the walleye season, we do have a closed season until May 1st. So you're about 2 weeks away. They close it from the March 15th to May 1st to protect the spawn. And we really, I mean, I haven't been catching many walleye. It's they're worried about their spawning. The water temperature is just about right for it. So I don't think we're going to see too many walleye until they spawn and then they get their recovery mode. So if you catch a walleye, you're kind of lucky right now.
Yeah, wow. We're a couple of guys from Minnesota. It's like sacrilege to ask us to come out here when walleyes are closed. But obviously, that's the beauty of this area and the lakes here. There's so many other species to target. And I'd bet that most people are coming out here for salmon when that gets going anyway.
Yeah, trout and salmon are the biggest draw. Yeah. That being said, we have good fishing for all kinds of different species. But
is it really bright? Yeah, you want some sunglasses?
Yeah, I might have to have sunglasses. I'm telling you. I got through that. I am. Oh, that's much better.
Oh, there you go.
I'm like, what? I had to close one eye. Okay. We're better now.
Yeah, good. Good. But I mean, you got lake trout out there, brown trout, steelhead, and salmon. So a lot of different options and good size of those fish, too.
Yeah. I mean, I think yesterday was a perfect example. We went out and we caught kings. We caught yesterday we caught kings, cohos, browns, lakers, caught some monster smallmouth bass, all doing the exact same thing, targeting them the same way. And then today we ran up the river and caught steelhead, lakers, and bass, you know, up in the river. So the opportunities, I think, are there. And the nice thing is we knew we couldn't get in the lake today. We had the river as an option, and it wasn't a bad option. I mean, all the boats caught fish and caught some nice fish.
Yeah. Yeah, now I know some day it's fishing, so some days are better than others. But, you know, we had honestly, when we looked at the weather forecast, we weren't sure we were going to be out there at all today. So we got out there and caught some nice fish. So
yeah, and I think that's pretty common here. I mean, you can usually, unless it's really extreme, you can usually get some fish going either in the lake, the river, the upper river. There's some place to hide from that weather. Obviously, if you have tornadic activity or, you know, hurricane winds, you're not going to be out there. But other than that, I mean, if you want to tough it out through the rain and a little bit of cold and now it's beautiful, you're going to catch fish or have the opportunity to catch fish.
So when people say from Minnesota or wherever, Wisconsin, Texas, they call you up and say, I want to fish Niagara River, you know, what do you tell them? I mean, is there some DIY opportunities for guys? Obviously, there's some guide services, places to stay. For somebody that's watching this or listening that wants to come here, what do you tell them?
Yeah, I mean, the first question I always ask them is, what are you looking to catch? You know, if you're looking to catch king salmon, there's certain time frames that you can catch them in the river. Certain time frames you're going to have to go out to the lake to catch them. So in the winter time, they're not really available. So, you know, you kind of figure out the species that they're after, kind of figure out how they want to target them. So do you want to fish for them in the lake trolling, or do you want to come up in the river or rod in hand fishing for them? So the lake is pretty cut and dry when it comes to salmon fishing. There's a lot of information out there on how to do it. You need your boat, you need, you know, some of the proper gear, but it's not rocket science. You know, you kind of control depth fishing. You're looking for marks at a certain depth, and you're fishing those marks. The river's a little bit tougher because it's a, you know, a rod in hand fishery up and down, but there's still a good opportunity for guys to come out on their own and do it. The river salmon fishing is a little bit tougher, as I said, but there's also shore opportunities. You know, you catch a lot of fish offshore here. Every fish that we can catch or target in the lake and the river is available from shore, be it trout, salmon, walleye, bass, muskie. They're all accessible from shore, and they catch a lot of them and do quite well, you know, and it's not off the beaten path fishing. Sometimes it's right from the dock down below where we're at, or, you know, the art park area that has trails going down. So, you know, it's a really awesome fishery because it caters to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, then, especially if you're going to go up the river and go up to Devil's Hole where we at, you're going to want to go with a guide for that.
Yeah, I would say definitely at least minimum your first time. And a lot of guys aren't comfortable going up there. The water changes. There's a lot of current. And even it's just not getting up there, it's the boat control. The boat mm-hmm. control is really key. You really have to have that boat going at a certain speed to present your baits. It's, you know, there's a lot more to it than just getting there. You want to be able to get there. You want to be able to present properly, and you're going to catch fish by doing such.
Well, you're going under the big bridge, and then you're going by essentially what would you call it's a dam, I suppose. It's the two dams.
They're two power plants. They're hydroelectric power plants, and you have influence water coming out of both of these plants, and then you have the river flowing. You know, at 18 miles an hour there, it can get hairy at times. There's really a route that we take to go up there, and it's never been to the point where it's, you know, unnavigable, but you better know what you're doing.
Yeah. And that river level changes. You said that at night they make changes, and then during the day it's different?
Yeah, so from April 1st to November 1st, we have a water draw where they draw the water at night so the tourists don't notice the difference with the water volume coming over the falls.
Interesting.
They will actually fill these reservoirs behind the U.S. power plant overnight. And it takes from about 7 in the night to 7 in the morning, they start drawing water. They fill up the reservoirs on a continuous basis. And then during the day, they let it flow a little more freely. So, you know, between the Canadian Falls and U.S. Falls, there's about 750,000 gallons per second to flow over. So just what
that's
they're pulling in, that water will actually change about 10 feet. In the morning from the evening. It's nuts, but that tells you the volume of water that's being pulled into these reservoirs overnight. And it'll change the way you fish and how you can fish and where you can fish too.
So for people coming out here, whether they're driving out here or flying like us, obviously this is a really nice place to stay here at Niagara Crossing in Lewiston, because we're right across from the boat access right here. So it's really convenient, but there are some other lodging options.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're here, it's convenient. Lewiston has everything, but not everyone wants to stay in a boutique hotel. They want to look for the names that they're, you know, used to going to, be it the Hilton, Hyatt, whatever it may be. Niagara Falls has them all. So Niagara Falls is about 7 miles from here, or you can take the mom and pop scenario where you go down to the smaller motels right along the lake. You know, just whatever fits your needs. And that's the neat thing, is no matter where you're staying, it's pretty accessible to go to Lower River, Upper River, Lake Ontario, or Lake Erie from right here. It's all within 25 minutes.